Today is Thursday, October 23rd. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shots this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shots so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. A bill that would codify a definition of anti-Semitism in Wisconsin law was the subject of a hearing at the Capitol on Wednesday. Republican Representative Ron Tussler is among the bill's authors.
It's a definition. This bill does not create a new crime. It doesn't create a hate enhancer. It just defines what is and what is not anti-Semitism.
It would require state and local governments use a definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance that's been adopted by 36 other states. Hannah Rosenthal, a former U.S. State Department official from Milwaukee, testified against the bill.
Not a single jurisdiction that has adopted the IRA definition has seen any decline in anti-Semitic incidences.
Rosenthal expressed concerns over freedom of speech and academic freedom, which were echoed by other speakers during the hearing before the Assembly Committee on State Affairs, which lasted more than 6 hours. A new bill could bring online sports betting to Wisconsinites statewide. Wisconsin is one of 39 states that allow some sort of sports betting, but under the state constitution, it can only happen on tribal lands. The bipartisan bill would use what legislatures call a hub-and-spoke model, where the gambling servers are located on tribal lands, but users with online devices could be located anywhere else in the state. Under the legislation, tribal casinos would have to launch their own gambling apps or websites for people to use. The Oneida Nation was the first to offer sports betting in Wisconsin at its main casino near Green Bay in 2022. And Pottawatomi Casino in Milwaukee opened its on-site sportsbook back in May of 2024. Schreiber Foods has announced that its board of directors has selected Trevor Farrell as the company's next president, effective January 1st. A longtime Schreiber partner, Farrell succeeds Ron Dunford, who is retiring after leading the company through a period of growth and transformation. Dunford will continue as CEO until the end of Schreiber's fiscal year on September 30, 2026. At that time, Farrell will become president and CEO, and Dunford will take over the role of board chair. Farrell has held several key leadership roles within the company, most recently serving as executive, vice president, and president, U.S. Throughout the time at Schreiber, he's been known for building strong teams, inspiring trust, driving growth, and championship values. The board also expressed its appreciation for Dunford, who has served as president and CEO since 2019. Under his leadership, Schreiber expanded its global presence, strengthened its culture, and delivered record performance, all while doing good through food around the world. A smooth transition is now underway, with Farrell and Dunford beginning a year-long collaboration to ensure continuity and momentum. Schreiber is a global leader in customer brand cream cheese, natural cheese, processed cheese, beverages, and yogurt, with more than 10,000 employees across 5 continents, generating more than $7.5 billion in annual sales. Schreiber partners with retailers, restaurants, distributors, and food manufacturers around the globe. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a car started on fire following a crash Monday afternoon at around 1. Gregory Strawn, 42, of Arizona, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when the vehicle touched the gravel shoulder and he was unable to correct back onto the paved lane of travel. The vehicle then entered the northeast ditch line, where it encountered a rocky embankment before overturning and coming to rest on its roof. Strawn was able to crawl out of the vehicle while passing traffic called to report the accident. Strawn's vehicle then started on fire. The vehicle burnt extensively before the Richland Fire Department could get the fire under control. No apparent injuries were reported as a result of this incident. Last night, at around 7:10, Trent Franzen, 21 of Richland Center, was traveling eastbound on U.S. Highway 14 and went to turn northbound onto County Highway B. Franzen admitted to looking at a vehicle on County B without looking or seeing a vehicle operated by Robert Pulvermacher, 42 of Richland Center, traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14. Franzen turned in front of Pulvermacher, causing him to strike the side of Franzen's vehicle. Trent Franzen denied needing medical care. Robert Pulvermacher was transported to the Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS due to a complaint of neck pain. Trent Franzen was issued a ticket for inattentive driving. With many recent data breach announcements from all types of industries, it's become clear how common data breaches are these days. The Better Business Bureau has tips for consumers to protect personal information and reduce identity theft risks. This is important whether you're a customer or the affected company or not. Companies collect more customer data than ever before. They save payment methods, passwords, addresses, and other information. This allows people to save time, ensure bills are paid on time, and budget effectively. However, it also increases the risk of identity theft. Consumers must take extra care to protect their personally identifiable information. Thieves want access to that information, and they may target companies with malware or exploit weaknesses in digital security measures. Once they steal the information, these bad actors sell it on the dark web or use it in their own fraud schemes. No two data breaches are the same, and each incident can expose unique information. Consumers affected by a breach may be at increased risk for identity theft. Thieves may use stolen information to fraudulently apply for credit, unemployment benefits, and more. In some cases, consumers' financial accounts may be accessible to thieves. BBB recommends customers take these steps to protect their data against a breach. Don't overshare online. Avoid posting personal information on social media. It's not just about your social security number. Online quizzes and games may put you at risk. Things like your first pet's name or the town in which you were born can be used to hack your accounts. Check your credit report and financial statements often. Monitor your accounts for suspicious activity and notify account providers as quickly as possible. Use strong passwords and change them regularly. Protect your accounts with complex and unique passwords. Implement two-factor authentication on accounts and devices. This adds another layer of security to your logins. Two-factor authentications sends a code to your phone or email to check the account owner is the one logging in. Shop with businesses that protect consumer information. Check for basic security measures. There should be an HTTPS in the address bar and a clear and detailed privacy policy. Then look for and check the validity of trust seals like the accredited business seal. Safely dispose of personally identifiable information. Protecting yourself online is critical, but hard copies of private documents can also be stolen, so it's important to dispose of your private papers safely. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's Vital Statistics.